Won't you look in your Bibles to the book of Psalms tonight, Psalm 23, and we're going to continue our study here in this great psalm tonight, and I pray we can be a help and a blessing to you as we are gathered here looking into the Word of God together tonight, and I do thank God for His Word, amen. I've said before, caught myself saying, man, it's hard in serving God sometimes. Well, it'd be a lot tougher without you. Bible. Amen. So I'm glad God has given us an inspired, infallible Bible. Amen. You can trust your Bible. The news, it's either true or not true. It's 50-50 sometimes, but the Bible is all true. And I'm glad of that tonight. Psalm 23, you're willing and able to stand tonight. We'll read all six verses and pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our hearts tonight. Psalm 23, in beginning, in verse 1, the Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He led me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Ever. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Oh, Lord, I pray for just a little while. Strengthen my voice and my body. I pray you touch me by thy spirit. Lord, I stand here tonight. I have nothing of myself, no ability of myself. Lord, if anything's done in the preaching, you'll have to do it. Oh, Lord, give us hearing ears, I pray, that we'd hear what the Spirit has to say to the church tonight. I pray for that and it's lost. Oh, may the Holy Ghost tonight, I so reprove, convict their heart, and then run to you and be saved. I pray for the child of God who is under a heavy load tonight. May we look in this psalm. May they find help in the time of need. And everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, you can be seated. Out of this psalm, we looked at Psalm 22, and now we begin looking at Psalm 23. And we talked to you about the fact that we see Christ in this psalm, and we see Christ as our shepherd. And I am glad, as we looked last week, that Christ is a personal shepherd tonight. Oh, friend, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And we looked at the shepherd some, and then we looked at the sheep and how we took notice that he knows his sheep by name. He knows the sheep's needs. He knows how the nature of the sheep. And I'm glad that he does. And we've looked at that some the other week. But tonight, I'm going to continue in verse 1. And verse 2, I look tonight at Christ as a shepherd that provides. Christ is a shepherd that provides. Now, that covers a lot of ground. We could be here for days and days and days dealing with His provision. But I'm just mainly going to stay in verse 1 and verse 2. There's much you could testify tonight. Preacher, God has provided this for me. God has provided this for my family. I'm glad that the shepherd is able and desires to provide the need of the sheep tonight. Oh, friend, I'm glad that we don't have a hireling for a shepherd. I'm glad Christ is the true shepherd. Amen. I'm the good shepherd, the great shepherd. I'm the chief shepherd. I'm glad tonight that I know Him as my personal shepherd. Oh, friend, tonight, as we think about His provision that Christ provides, can I say first tonight in verses 1 and 2, we see He provides rest. The Bible said in verse 1, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Then we find in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Now, let me say this to you tonight, and it is so true. God couldn't have picked a better animal, my friend, to give a relationship like this than he has. Sometimes we think we're better than we really are. Sometimes we think we're stronger than we really are. Sometimes we think we can do more than what we can really do. And he gives us a picture of Christ in the church with the shepherd and the sheep. Hey, sheep are not the most smartest animal out there. We was visiting someone the other day. Matter of fact, I seen someone checking my lungs out from where I got sick. It messed me up for a few days with my voice and everything else. And they had a little dog in there. I just looked down, that dog just scratching itself. And you said, preacher, what's the big deal? Dogs do that all the time. They do. But sheep can't scratch themselves. And the Holy Ghost put that in my mind. Said, son, that dog can do more than you can without me. Amen. Hey, without our shepherd providing for us, we can do nothing. We have no ability of ourselves. Oh, friend, tonight, he said he provides rest. That's why the psalmist said, I shall not want. A person who's troubled, a person who is empty, they have a hard time saying, I shall not want. But you let somebody that knows something about the rest that the shepherd gives, and that individual can say, I shall not want. Why, there is rest for the soul and rest for the man tonight. Oh, friend, I promise you this, if it wasn't for the shepherd, I'd done gone slap crazy. Now, some folk think I done have, but I'm not as crazy as they think I am. Amen. Hey, friend, the shepherd provides that peace and that rest for his sheep. You understand this? Sheep are easily distracted. We always have my kids men about deer hunting while they're driving. They're looking at ladies, keep an eye out for the shopping center. Men are looking at cows and deer and food rest, you know, good food places to eat. Amen. And we get distracted. Man, I miss more turns. Me and Tim get in the car, go in the hospital, and we get out there and we're supposed to go somewhere else, go to talking, and before I know it, son, I'm having to make a U-turn about every day. Amen. Why? We got distracted. Well, sheep are very easily distracted. It don't take much. Do you know, listen to me, do you know something can just move and that sheep's attention is avoided from the shepherd to whatever that's going on? Man, we're like that on our Lord. Amen. How many times we've been following the shepherd like we ought to do, man? We're done good. Amen. We got a check plus for the day, but it ain't a matter of moments. And man, we're distracted by something. Oh, friend, if that don't describe a badness, nothing will. Amen. It don't take much to distract us, does it? Amen. Move something in the building and Lord help us. We took the mark of the beast. Amen. Let somebody have to get up and take a youngin'. Everybody watches the youngin' going. Why? We're easily distracted. Amen. That's how sheep are. Hey, but let me say this most important. As I'm thinking about the need of rest, hey, sheep are easily disturbed. The barking of a dog will put fear in a sheep. It'll make it so frightened. It cannot move, become paralyzed with fear. Hey, the roar of a lion or the roar of water running by or a friend, the wind rustling in the leaves, I disturb that sheep. That fear paralyzes them. Now, I'll say something to you. Maybe you've never experienced deep fear. But when deep fear lays a hold of you, you can't do much of nothing. Somebody said, well, why didn't they react better than they did? They was paralyzed with fear. You say, you hear people all say, bless God, that'd been me in that situation. Here's what I'd done. Yeah, you probably done the same thing that other one did. Hey, man, we like to talk real big, but reality is sometimes fear will paralyze you. I've had some fear hit me before. I mean, as a preacher, Some things hit me so hard, I felt my very insides quiver. Amen. I'm talking about reality now. They ain't going to preach this mess on that stuff they do on the TV. That ain't going to help you talk about this being this positive thought. I'm going to tell you, there's times that fear grips your heart. But I can tell you this, our shepherd provides rest for those times. He is the only one that can give your soul and your mind rest. Amen. Hey, those sheep are so easy to serve, and man, we are. How many times you see my kids having a good day, and the next thing you know, the bottom fell out? Amen. Hey, friend, I'll tell you, the shepherd provides rest. Preacher, I really want rest. I am in one of those times troubles come. Man, I'm burdened down. Preacher, there's things I'm facing, ain't sure what to do. Preacher, how can I tap in to that rest you're talking about? Well, let me say it like this. First, you need to know the shepherd. And here's the problem. Don't get mad at me. But a lot of church folk don't know the shepherd. We're in a day that I think lost church membership's at its highest that it's ever been. Because we've got so much ease of believism and we got so many people who are deceived. Amen. Well, I go to church. I've been baptized. I do this. I do that. That ain't going to get you to heaven. Amen. And let me also clarify this. Knowing about the shepherd and knowing the shepherd are not the same either. A lot of folk know about Jesus, but there if you know Jesus. Amen. Hey, if you want rest, you first have got to know the shepherd. That's why when I read that verse, my heart cuts cartwheels. I rejoice as I read the words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Oh, friend, I want you to get help. I want you to have rest. I'm telling you, there's nothing can take the place of you as an individual having that relationship with the shepherd. Oh, friend, tonight, you need to know the shepherd. And then let me say this, you got to keep close to the shepherd too. If you want this rest that's provided, hey, listen to me, rest is not found when you're wandering way off somewhere. Amen. Rest is found up close to the shepherd. See, a lot of folk in our day, and I'll just say Baptist because that's what we are. I don't know about the rest of them. I'm not that. I'm Baptist. Baptists in these days are so many want to be at least an arm length away, but not closer. Most won't even get that close. They're about 4 miles back. Amen. You want rest? You're going to have to get closer than what you are. Amen. If you think you're going to get rest, like keep on doing the same old mess you've always been doing, you'll never have rest for your soul. It is keeping yourself close to the shepherd. I began thinking about some verses over the last few days and hadn't meditated on more since Wednesday as well. But the Bible said there in the gospel of John, talking about knowing the shepherd, the Bible said this, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, know my sheep, and am known of mine." This keeping close. Let me show this to you. In the book of Matthew, Jesus makes a statement to some folk that are standing nearby, and he says this to them in Matthew chapter number 11. And man, I really got thinking about this. Listen to what Jesus says here. He says to them in verse 28-29, "Come unto me." All right, that's a clincher right there. "Come unto me." And what, preacher? "All ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." If you come to me, I'll give you rest. He said, verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." Hey, you can't get rest living at a guilty distance from God. It don't happen. Preacher, I really believe that God said, but preacher, I don't have rest. I don't have peace. Get closer to the shepherd. Amen. Can I say this too? He won't kick you away. He never will. He will not tell you you're getting too close. Because he likes you real close. Amen. Matter of fact, I want to read you a verse over there in the book of Exodus. Here's when Moses is on the mountain. Listen to what he told Moses on the mountain. Exodus 33 and verse 14. And he said, that's God. He said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. If his presence is with you, then rest is right there. Isaiah now, listen to this verse in Isaiah chapter number 40. I got to think about this. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 11, here he says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom. Hey, you can get so close to God, you can hear his heartbeat. That's right. If you just let him pick you up, don't fight him, don't run from him, get up closer, he'll pick you up, he'll hold you close, and you can hear the very heartbeat of God. Amen. Amen. Hey, God desires you to have rest, but you got to come to him to get rest. Amen. Oh, friend, sheep, when they're at rest, you watch them. If they're at rest, and he said, I shall not want, he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. If a sheep is, they got rest in their minds, they're at peace, they'll lay down that grass and they'll chew their cud. That ain't what you like to think about, but I mean, they just bring it back up and chew on it again. Ain't no other way to describe it to you. But they do that because they're at rest. Do you know what believers do when they're at rest? You know what you do? You catch yourself? You begin meditating on God, meditating on the Word of God. Amen. When there's rest in your man, when there ain't rest, man, your mind's running 100 different directions. But man, when God, you pull up close to him and he gives you that rest that's available, then, man, you can begin dwelling on the goodness of God. Amen. So we see that Christ, he provides rest. But also let me say this in verse 2. He provides refreshment. The Bible said in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He provides refreshment. Now what do you mean? Well, he first provides green pastures that strengthen and sustain. We have got to have something that gives us strength for the journey. We have to have something that's going to get us from point A to point B, that sustains us. Can I say this, and I say this not in a mean way, but a lot of people say they're saved. A lot of people have very anemic spiritual lives. And they'll even say, well, I'm a weak Christian. Why are you weak? Is there not green pastures for the sheep of the shepherd? Huh? He's got all we need. He provides what will strengthen you and sustain you. If you're not there, you're living beneath your birthright. Amen. Hey, the shepherd, he's providing the green path. He said the green path. Hey, they're not poisonous. They're not dried up. They're not rotten. They are green pastures. Amen. Hey, he said this in John 10 and verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. Amen. Hey, in the book of Psalms, I got to look at this the other week, over and over again. Psalm 79 and verse 13. So we thy people and sheep of thy pastures. Over in Psalm 95, I'll read there. In that Psalm, in verse 7, he said, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Hey, the shepherd has all the pasture, all the grazing land. You're ever going to need to be a strong spiritual Christian. Amen. He provides. Then that still waters. He said, he leads me beside the still waters. Do you know a sheep, they will not drink out of a river because the sound is too loud and it makes them afraid. They have to have still water. That's right. That still water is where they'll drink. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, that still water satisfies. You talk about quenching a thirst. Water quench your thirst faster than anything else out there. Amen? Well, it satisfies. Preacher, I'm in turmoil. Hey, get to the shepherd. He provides refreshment. Amen. He has water that satisfies. Now, I got dwelling about this green pastures and this still water. Listen to me. What are these, preacher? Can you tell me something about the green pastures and still waters? God, I believe I can. Can I say this first and foremost? This Bible is a green pasture and still water. Matter of fact, still water in the Bible is a type of the Word of God. It really is. Running water is a type of the Holy Ghost, and still water is a type of the Word of God. I thought about this, and when I first started going through the series, it's been a while since I thought about it. But man, over 32 years ago was the first time I ever preached out Psalm 23. 32 years ago. This year will mark 32 years. I've told you a little bit, especially these young preacher boys, for a man to preach, he must get filled with the Holy Ghost. That don't make you talk in unknown tongues. It is you yielding yourself to the control of the Spirit of God. That is being filled with the Spirit of God. It is not all this mumbo jumbo stuff you've heard. It is you yielding yourself for God to use you. The first time when I really got serious about preaching the gospel and I said, God, I can't if you don't touch me, and I yielded myself, I was preaching out of that psalm. And I don't know any other way to word it, and you're just going to have to take the way it comes out. When I came to myself. That's all I can say. When I came to myself preaching, and I was preaching in a nursing home, I stirred up, I shouted, and I was kicking my legs. Had never done that in my life. I get back in the van, my preacher looked back through that rear view mirror and looked and said, son, you had it today. He said, son, God touched you today. I said, preacher, I know, and I liked it. And I went back home, and I kind of swam around into the rest of the afternoon. You see, when that happened to me, I was preaching at a nursing home, Brother Chris. That's where God touched me the first time preaching. And I got to church that night, and the preacher got up there to sing his own done. He looked out of that congregation and said, Shelton don't know it, and that's how he addressed me. Shelton don't know it, he's preaching tonight. He said he preached something this afternoon, he just going to get up and preach it again. Well, I did, and it happened all over again. And when I came to myself, there's a banister like that just a little lower at my home church. When I came to myself that day, I was a rubbing that altar and said, here's your green pasture and still waters. Amen. Why? Because this Bible and the church and the altar and the Spirit of God, hey, is that green pasture and that still water that strengthens, that sustains, that satisfies. Amen. You're not going to have this out in the world. You can't be worldly and enjoy the rest of God. And you can't be worldly and enjoy the refreshment of God. But oh, if you'll finally get sick and tired of yourself and sick and tired of this world and pull up to the shepherd, you'll find he is a shepherd that provides. Oh, friend, tonight, I'm glad I know this shepherd. Amen. Hey, you preacher, you don't understand. Hey, I understand this. The shepherd can help you. Amen. There is no new magical formula. It's still the shepherd. Yes. Amen. Oh, friend, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Christ is a shepherd that provides. I'm glad that he does. I don't know you need, but could I invite you to some green pasture and some still water tonight? And find you an area around the old-fashioned altar and say, shepherd, I'm a-needing something. I found out and realized what I've been doing ain't a-working. And I need what you've got. And he can help you tonight. Father, take the message. Seal it to our hearts. And Lord God, in these days ahead, Lord, days of uncertainty, days that, Lord, only you know what's ahead, I pray, Lord, that we'd stay close by your side. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Have your way in the invitation, and we'll praise you. in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach to you what the Lord put on my heart. I was going to preach it Wednesday night. I got sick, couldn't preach. But God, the Holy Ghost, kept stirring my heart. Said, you just preach it Sunday night to that congregation. Those that I'm wanting to hear, they'll be there. And I've tried my best to remind you He provides. Now, I say it again. Now, we preach on that subject all day and tomorrow, and next day, and on we go. But I want to tell you the rest and refreshment that we find in this psalm will help you way down the road. I want us to stand as we have a verse of invitation. You come. There's folk coming tonight. There are a lot of folk here burdened down. There's things going on. That don't mean you're not saved. You're saved. Oh, yes, you know that. That's settled. You've been to Calvary. But boy, sometimes in life we get scared. Sometimes in lives the wolves of the world and the lions of this world, man, they begin to attack. They begin to come after. What we need to do is flee to the shepherd. Get close to the shepherd. He's the one that can help you tonight. Oh, will you come while we sing?